We are continuing our Shu'ulim on Nekudas HaKesef, and we are in Nekudas HaKesef, page 135. We're starting now, Dush Dalet. We're going to read the Ariza now. V'nevai ata inyan tzitzit. Da, ki atzitzit hu ahotu yotzi me'ero mochim, nizka besod, o makif, ha-yotzi min ha-o panimi, של המוחים דרך שערות זק נזכרה בדרושים הקודמים בעניין ציצית כסודו הוא עור מקיף וכל מה שכתוב בעניין ציצית דרוש הזה הוא בחינת עור מקיף ועד תאה עם היות שאנו מבררים דרך סתם והתם כי הוא כל מה שיש במוחים הפנימיים הוא ממש כך במוחים עור מקיף So the first thing the Ariza is telling us, not to make a mistake over here, that even though he's going to talk about Der Stam, meaning he's not going to make reference to these Makifim all the time, but we're talking about the Or Makifim particularly. And the same Bechinas that we're going to find by the Or Panim, we'll find by Or Makif, that's why he's talking about Stam, because it's basically the same Mahalach. But he always keeps at the back of the mind that the Tzitziot have to do with the Or Makif. And he says, ביו איזה הוא, כמו שלמדנו לאל, שהשערות הינם או מקיף, דחיה שנכנס תוך הפרצוף, ויוצא בסוד או חוזב שערות מבעי הרב, שכל הדרוש הזה עוסק בפרטות המוחים דו או מקיף דחיה. So as we know, there's two או מקיף החיה, או מקיף היחידה. What we're going to be focusing right now is Or Makif Achaya. Manafka Midim to the Chaya and the Or Achida. The Or Achida will go around the Passover. That's really the Tafkiz of Or Makif. The Or of the Chaya actually goes into the Passover, bounces back up. Manafka Midim, big Nafka Midim, because the Nafka Midim would be, but via having the Koach and Or Chazir would create what's called Tzarot. The hairs, Kaviyachal. We're not Megashim, there's no hairs up there. But rather, it's Tinorim, they come Mipnimiyot Apartsuf, Lechutz Apartsuf. And those Orot, which really Bebederich or Begeder Tzimtzum, you had a Tzimtzum in those Orot because they went down. And now they're coming back up and coming out, those are Merumas in the Tzitziot. So let's continue. V'da. Kishtei minyo tzitziot em tchilit v'lavan. There's two types, as we know. There's blue and there's white. Chazulom. Ki bizman ha-mashabet ha-migdash kayem ha-yachut tchilit im lavan. When we're on a higher level in the bet ha-migdash, we had both of them. O bizman ha-zeh lo yesh ki im lavan. We only have lavan. Da'inenu. How do we understand this ha-pikabala? Hu ki kivan nidbar shtei minyo b'chinot mochim yesh b'zah. Im tzad abba, im tzad ima. We know there's two types of shefa. This is standard abba v'ima. Omnom. Amochim tzad abba, in lanu ata sek b'hem, lifi sha'o ha'yotzi mehem, hu sod tzitz, shel kohen gadol, shu mamochim da abba. Lachen, nikra tzitz docha. Kenis beparshat, beparshat, shlach lecha, dezoa. אבל הציצית הוא ממוך דימה ולכן נקרא ציצית בלא של נקימה. So we have two things. We have a tzitz and a tzitzit. Tzitz is what the Kohen Gadol wore. And again, we're talking about we're making differentiation. We're comparing Zman Beis Mikdash and Zman Sheinu Beis Mikdash. Zman Beis Mikdash were Tchelet and we had Levan. Meaning, we had Shefa from Abba, Shefa the Ima, which is Galoi. What was the manifestation of the Shefa Shah Abba and Beis Mikdash? Was the Tzitz. That the Kohen Gadol, the war on his forehead. Now, unfortunately, by one of the Tainu, we don't have the Beit Mikdash, and therefore we don't have the Tzitz. Therefore, what does that mean in spiritual terms? We don't have the Shefa the Abba, which is Galoi. I stress a Giloi because rather we have the Shefa the Abba, but it's Beseter. Rather, what do we have Begiloi? We have the Shefa the Imam, and that's going to be the Tzitziot. And therefore, the Loshon Ariza is one's masculine, one's feminine. Tzitz is referring to Shefa the Abba. Tzitziot is a reference to Imam. That's why he says the Loshon Tzitziot is Loshon Nekeva. And he explains, Biyo lezehu api diva koshu shishan abeinu, ali anah, beot yutet. של האחר המקיף דרך היה נמשך ציציץ יש לה פרטות חבד. Since we know, we spoke of this many times, that we're dealing with the חבד, because מוחים, by definition, anytime you're drawing down מוחים, you have to know it's חוכמה בין הדעת. וזו כמות הרב כאן, של אור המקיף דחיה, יש פרטות חבד אבא וחבד אמא. הנה חבד אבא הם נמרז בציץ, חבד אמא נמרז בציציות הלבן. And the Ariza continues, זו הטעם שציץ של כהן גדול היה נתון למעלה מן התפילין ולמטה מן הנפץ, והטעם הוא כי גם התפילין הם אורות מוחים דימה, אבל הציץ הוא מוחים דאבה, וזו הטעם שהיה מפותח על הציץ קדוש לשם, כמו שידעת שכל קדוש הוא באבא, שהוא סוד קדש לי כל בכור. So it says again, we have three things on the head of the Kohen Gadol. We have the mitznefet, which is the hats. We have the tzitz, and we have the tefillin. Now why that order? Why the tzitz above the tefillin? Because he says, tzitz, as we said early on, is morum as the abba. Lashon zachar. And then we have the tefillin, which is murmaz to the mochim de ima. We know the abba is higher than ima. That's why the tzitz is higher than the tefillin. We know that. Ki kol kedusha hu b'tzod mochim. Every kedusha we have b'tzod mochim. Mepchad be'elu mochim d'abba. V'gam b'mashu adatikha b'id rabba. Daf kuf chavtet. עמוד ב' בעינן תו אלפי ריבו על מין דתפשטו מחברה דרש דער חמפין. All these multiple worlds, 8,000 worlds, 800,000 worlds are coming down from the חברה דרש דער חמפין, the white part of the head of דער חמפין. כי אבא הוא אבא יד אבין, the אב, we know the אבא. He is constructed. He's constructed from the Havayas, the Ab, the Yudim. Uba Dalit Yudim. Inside of that, you find the four Ab, the four Yuds. We call Yud Kulula Mekuf, and each one you can divide, subdivide it to 10, then 100, and 1,000. So each one will divide into 100. So that was Sachok is going to be 400. Usod Kuf Shin, which is 400. Im adalit yudim atzman are kadesh. That's the word kadesh. Kuf dalit shin. Kuf and shin sounds for the 400, meaning the four yuds which you come from the ab, and the dalit actually you count in the physical letters of the four. That is kadesh, and we know that every time you see the word kadesh, remember. He said before, Abba Besod Kadesh. There you have to know that the Abba, that Kadesh is a shefa, a particular type of shefa, which comes from Abba. V'aya o mochim de Abba bukea mishnei tzidei oznaim shebenetzach. And Abba comes forcefully and breaks through the two sides of the oznaim ubenetzach. Va'or chokma v'chesed mitzad yamin, so it goes on the right hand side. Chokma v'chesed, va'or bina gvura mitzad small, va'yoron mispashti bekol ha'metzach. Kol ha'metzach. No, sorry, I made a mistake here. So it's not netzach but metzach. So I repeat. So the mochin comes up, bursting through the two ears and the forehead. Oznaim and the Metzach, and as well the Or Chochma will break through the Chochma and the Chesed on the right hand side. The Or Bina Gvor Mitzad Small, Ve'Oro Mitzpashtim BeKol HaMetzach. The Or will completely coming out from the forehead of Achampim. V'Nirli Azdati Ki Shem Avaya Ketuv Bo Aya Gam Ken Ader Ze Yud Ke Mitzad Ze V'Vav Ke Mitzad Ze. So on the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol would be spelled, you know, it's because it's written on the tzitz, Kadosh Lashem. Hashem is Yudke Vavke, so the Yudke says would be split between the Yudke and the Vavke, representing the Shefa running from the right hand side and the Shefa running from the left hand side. אמנם, אני מסופק במה שמעתי מורי זל, אם הציץ יוצא ממורכים דאבא ועדי התפילין, היוצאים ממורכים דאמא, וכפי זה היו גם כן בחינת ציציות יוצאים מן המורכים דאבא, כמו שיוצאים גם ציצו מורכים דאמא. או, אם נאמד מורכים דאבא, לא יוצאים רק הרות הציץ לבד וצרכי. So it's a little bit מסופק about the, how far can we take this? Is the chef of Abba going to be completely like him, or is it going to be on a completely different level? So the course of the Kesef explains a question. וצריך להבין שהציץ היה, ask the question, וצריך להבין, הציץ היה על המצח, דתיב היה על המצחות תמיד, ומעליו היה, היה התפילין, ומעליו היה התפילין, אל כתב הרב, כאן ציץ הוא למעלה מתפילין. Okay, we know that, interesting, that the Ariza told us that the tzitz is above the tefillin, but we know the tzitz is below the tefillin. What's going on? A little bit of a contradiction over here. So the Ranash answers this question in the Agaz of Pri Etz Chaim. Ranash is of Nathan Shapira, who was responsible for the publication of the Etz Chaim, Pri Etz Chaim, Pri Etz Chaim, more of a halacha sefer, more like on the lines of Shai Kavanot. And he wrote the Haggah over there. And he writes in Dush Gimel the Tzitziot V'chein Ha'yafasha V'od Tet V'agobi Od Bet Amdu B'zeh V'Diva Rav Em Efer Diva Gmar B'Zvachim Daf Yutet Amud Aleph. So the Gmar says in Zvachim V'ayin Sham B'Diva Koshu Shkol Echad B'Dako Ech Niyashev Es HaSugya V'Avigdor B'Agobi Enal Egeh V'Diva Rav Yesh Lishon Tzitz Ha'ya Lemat Mitzitzint Omin Aminetz Nefetz. ולפי ההגה הזו נבער ידיב הרב שכתב כך, והייתם הוא כי אגם התפילין הם אורות מוחים דאמא, כי נזכר, אבל הציץ היה מוחים דאבא. So again, the question was, is the tzitz higher than the tefillin or the tzitz lower than the tefillin? The answer was, according to this Rav Avigdor, which is brought down the Agobi, the Agos of Biurim, he says there's a mistake here. And you should read not that it was above the tefillin, but below the tefillin. Okay, I suppose that's one possible way of to explain it. And he explains that in the Kutz HaKes, V'biu lefi tikkun aga yeye, Sh'ata madua sh'tefillin yu lemal min ha-tzitz, Sh'tzitz atza afa pishu, M'mukhim da'aba, Olam mukhim da'aba, Elo em ha-pachatut makiv chayad, Mukhim gard kachav, Nikra gard yinika, Abayim al-adi ha-tzitz, אמנם תפילין, אמנם הם מוכים דאמא בלבד, אמנם הם מוכים דאמא פרטים דגר דגדלות הבאים על ידי תפילין, כי ידעו מדרוש תפילין, הכוח השפיר תפי עניין ציץ שהוא למטה מתפילין. Okay, so the way he wants to explain it, it's not simply like I told you that, you know, change the gears, but rather to explain why the Ariza would have said, we can understand the Ariza why he would say Lemala, even though the Gemara Zvachim, the Futet, says it's below. Because there's two things, the physical locality of the where the Tzitz was and the Tfilin, and the Sheva, which is included in each one of them. So I'll explain again. I'll read again. The Biu, לפי התיקון בהגה יהיה שאתה מדוע תפילים יהיה למעלה מנציץ, the reason why תפילים would be above the tzitz, that's up here the Gemara in Zvachim, שהציץ אף הפי שהוא ממוכן דאבא, so it doesn't make sense to us, because we know if תפילים is אמא, and the tzitz is אבא, אבא should be on top. Like the partial reading with Arizam. So why do we find the opposite? Well, המוכים דאבא, אלו הם הפרטות מעקיב חייד, מוכים דגרד, כחב, נקרא עם גרד, יניקה. הבאים על הציץ. ציצית. אמנם תפילים, אמנם הם מוכים דאמא בלבד, אמנם הם מוכים דאמא פרטות גר, הפרטי גרד, גדלו, נבאים על התפילין, כנודע, כידוע, כדור בטוש תפילין, הגור שפי תפי ציד סלמת ותפילין. Okay, so that's the difficulty part over here. So either you can change the gear, sir,
But you're going to still have to answer why that tefillin, which is ima, which is above abba, which is the tzitz. The answer is because the tzitz is representative of not only the tzitz, but also the inyan of tzitzit. And we know that tzitzit is lower, even though it's from abba. So therefore we have a scenario that ima, which is above abba, because abba actually brings down a lower form of manifestation called the tzitz, and ima brings a higher form of manifestation, which is called tefillin. That's why Charta Av, the tefillin on the Kohen above the tzitz. The Yedidenu Arab, we're going to Rav Yaakov Vitrol Zal, Shlita, sorry, it's probably one of the Talmidim of Rabbing. Havli Lehashev Diva Arab Omro. So this Rav Yaakov wants to give a different teretz. Not to change the girsa, like we said. Not to change it. The truth is, like the girsa we have, is that the tzitz is above tefillin. And he says, "Ki lefi divur shel Rashi b'parshas Sava perik chavtet pasuk lamed zayin v'gemar zvachim daf yutet amud alef." And according to Tosfos Sham Tefillin Mashma, so when you look at the sugi over there in the Zvachim, Gshei HaKohen Gadol over Shneihem, Ayurtzu Od Atzitz Milemala Rutzuot Tefillin. The Klap the same is Yachas Divikus Shel Rav LaAleim Kayatam Lizeh Ushu Atzitz Umochid Abba. Abba v'Tefillin O Memorid Ima v'Omnam b'Levishat Atzitz v'Tefillin b'Vada sh'Tefillin Ayu Lemala min Atzitz mitam sh'Be'an Ro'el v'Lefi Zeh Hakol Yevuar Anocho. So he says this, that there's a difference between the actual Tzitz and the actual Retzuot of the Tzitz. Okay, so that means like this, that the Retzua of the Tzitz was actually higher than the Ritzua to the Tefillin. And he says, Klap Zebi Tzeradiva Koshu Shishlam Mishal Kai Shatam Zizfu Mokhede Abba that Tefillin U Memoche Mokhe, excuse me, one second. Yeah, Shuvat Zizfu Mokhede Abba that Tefillin U Mokhe the Imam. Therefore, we can understand that that is what the Ritz was referring to, not to the actual Tzitz. We're not actually referring to the location of the tzitz or the tefillin, because Ari says the tzitz was above. He was referring to the retzuot of the tzitz, which are higher than the tefillin. But the actual wearing of it, the tzitz, of course, was actually lower. Amnam b'levishat tzitz tefillin, v'vada shetefillin ayu lemala me'atzitz mitam shbi'anu. But the time of why it's like that is because, as we explained, because the manifestation of the tzitz is actually lower than the manifestation of the tefillin. Now on page 136, Ubeschav Pri Et Chaim. Now, Tzav Et Pri Et Chaim was actually a talmid of the Baal Shem. He says, we impair Gimel the tzitzit bi'ahav lebe felesh, mashkotov tzitz ha'yu lemalem et tefillin. So now, what's the problem? The problem here, we're trying to miyashiv the Diva Ariza. So the Diva Ariza explains to us that the tzitz was above the tefillin, not like the Gemara. So how do we explain? So it says as follows: Shatzitz shayu lemalim tefillin ein kavanah lemalim b'makom ela lemalim b'madrega. So he's taking the Ariza de lo kipshuta, not that the physical. Not that there is a man that the tzitz is above the tefillin, because the Gemara says the opposite, but rather in spiritual terms, that tzitz was on a higher level than the tefillin, ki ha-tefillin mekomo al ha-rosh v'tzitz mekomo al ha-metzach. Because rather the tefillin was higher, ki ha-tefillin mekomo rather, aval ha-madrei ha-metzach gadol b'malato yoter me-ha-rosh, but the forehead was on a higher level. Because the head is responsible for the is a reference to the moach, and the moach is a reference to the inayim, to the koach of seeing. The metzah has a great concentration, great power of seeing. Al kein atzitz b'metzah gvuah metfilin shborosh mikyasa lemar ma'or ve'lo yizach limkom. In Mikum.
So the kitzur, the Ariza is taken shelok pshuto. Not that he actually meant that the tzitzit is higher than the tefillin, but rather he was just talking about levels of spirituality. Now we continue on page 136, the words of the Ariza. V'nivayer inyan ha-tzitziot. We can explain now the more to depth the inyan of tzitziot. Ki inei nidbar le'el kishneitz minei tzitziot. There's two types of tzitziot. Echad lavan utchelek, kmo sha'ayam utzman beit mikdash kaya. She'en ikulo lavan. וכמו שאמרנו שנוהגים עלתה בזמן הזה. הנה, שני בחינות אלו של הציציות, שני מוחים דהימה, לבד. לא מהבא, אלא שהציציות תחלת, אלא בנוהו יוצא מוח חוכמה דהימה, שבתחילה הייתה בינה דהבה. כנזכר. So again, we have two תקופות. We have the tukufa on the base of Mikdash, which has a mixture of Lavan and Tchilet. We have a situation of Bizmanenu, which we only have Kulu Lavan. Says Zahariza, all of these Bechinas are all Bechinas Ima. Zahariza, the Mochim, which are coming from Ima and being deposited into Zah. We're not talking about Abba at all. He says, "Lo me Abba, ela shatzitzot tchile v'lavan u'yosim moa dechochma deima asher b'tchila aita bina de'Abba." But we know that he said beforehand that tchile is from Abba. So the answer is like this: we're going to learn something which is called the chiluf. Is that what was originally Abba's bina became the chochma of Ima? So we have best of both worlds. Both statements are correct. There's no contradiction. The truth is, right now we see it as mochem de ima. We know that originally comes from Abba. The answer is it used to be Abba, but after the chiluf it becomes ima. As we'll explain. Aval etzit levan ushanu nogim v'ayom hu medal mochim klulim bina de ima hu atzma bina de ima tchila. When we're talking about the Lavan, that's pure Bina Da'ima, even after Chiluf. And what's also included Abba. Amnam, Shnei Mochim Dechug En Tzitziot Bifnei Atzmo Ki Einan Sod Mochim Ela Bifnei Machin Lachen Nit Falim Lahem Kemo Shiz Ba'er Lekaman. Okay, so let me explain what that is all about. And he says as follows. Kam Ve'erav Et I have them at tzitzit chelel and tzitzit lavan. Here on this little piece over there in the Shaka Vanot, there is an explanation of the difference between chelet and lavan. And he says as follows, V'af ha-pi amanu, she'atzitziot ema mochim d'ima potud o makiv d'chaya. Even though that we said many times, the mochim d'ima is responsible for the o makiv d'chaya, which manifests itself as the tzitziot. בכל אופן יש הבדל מציציות לבן תחילת. בהבדל הוא שעלו למדנו לעיר בדרוש ג' שלאימה יש חוב חוב. We know that the מוחים which come from אימה are חוב חוב. Again, every time we mention מוחים, you have to understand that talking about חוכמה, being a doubt. מוחים means brains. Right brain, left brain, left brain. Right brain, left brain, and middle brain. And now the middle brain is made up of two brains called the chassadin dat and the dat. Okay? So in short, we call that chub chub. We call it chub chub. Yesh lo patutot gam chub chub. Now we can subdivide that chub chub of ima into a further separation called chub chub. We'll see in a minute while we do that. Bim ken. Tzitzit chelet hu dal mochim ze abba dal mochim chub chub de chokhma de ima. So when we deal with the tchelet, again, even though we don't have tchelet, but you have to know in spirituality, it's still there. it doesn't manifest, so we don't wear blue strings, but the Shef of Abba has Chaz V'Shalom never stopped. You can't say that it stopped. It's always there, but it's in the background now. So since it's in the background, it's not as pronounced. We have sort of a manifestation, not a manifestation. That's why we have this sort of a limbo stage of having the Shefa coming down to us, but not being manifested in blue. So again, that's going to be all covered over by Ima. That's why everything we're going to see, whether it's Tchelet or not, they're all going to be in the same category of Ima. Nevertheless, we're going to make a differentiation between the Chochmah d'Ima and the Bina d'Ima. The Chochmah means going to be this manifestation of the Tchelet, and the Bina d'Ima is going to be the manifestation of the Lavan. Again, not manifesting himself completely in Tchelet, but rather it's only in spiritual terms. He says, in Kitzit is Tchelet hu dal mochim chub chu de Chochmah d'Ima. Again, remember, we're all talking about the Makif Chaya. Even though we talk about Chub Chub, we're talking about Chesed Gvur Tiferet, we're talking the Mochim, we're talking the right brain, left and middle brain, that's all together the Makif. Again, we're all within the Makif. V'tzitz Tlavanu, b'china dalet moche, Chub Chub, debina b'pchatu Makif Chaya. V'hine, le'el, he continues. למדנו שקודם כניסת מוחים לזן התחלפו מוחים. We know there's a tremendous מושג called חילוף. אם כן, יוצא שציצית תחלת, כמה זה עד הציצית תחלת, אין המוחים דחובחוב דחוכמה דימם, דאחר חילוף. So what we've been explaining over here, there's a differentiation between חוכמה ואימם, which represents the tchelet of the tzitzit, and the bina, the ima, which is the lavan. We have to know that once upon a time, that used to be Abba's shefa. Okay? And what we said now is all talking about after the chilof. Oma tzitzit, the lavan, em mochim, duchubchu, the bina, the ima, שגם אחרי נתחלפו המוחים נשארו בינה דימה למקומה כי בה לא חילוף, לא היה בחילוף. בעברת דימה באמת מתקיים המוחים וחוכמה וחוכמה ובינה וחוכמה. So this is a little chart over here which I'll explain to you. There's a right side and there's a left side. The right side represents חוכמה ובינה, which is Ima, which is represents the תחלת. And that's subdivided into four parts. Chochma, Bina, Chasadim, Da, Gvod, Dat. And what is the Sheamus? Obviously, if there's a Metzias of levels in Chochma, Bina, which is called the Chub Chub, must have Sheamus. And the Sheamus are Ab, Sag, Ma'u, Ben. Now, on the left side of the chart, we have the Bina, the Ima. What is Bina? How does it manifest to us in this world? It manifests as white strings of Tzitziot. Also subdivided by the Chub Chub. And that's going to be Kasa Kasa Kamakana. Okay. Let's continue the words of the Arizal. Nivaeh Trilayina Tzitziot. Shani Ugim Zman Bet Mekdash Kayam. מתחילת בלבן יוצא ממוח חוכמה דאמא שהייתה בתחילת בינה דאבא. So again, another reference to מפורש in the Arizal about the חילוף. So in the זמן בית המקדש היה תחילת ממש with the לבן. But even in those times they had the תחילת, which was originally the בינה דאבא, became the חוכמה of אמא. We'll discuss that more. כי חוכמה זו של בין של אמא יש בו דלת שמות יעקב. There's four shemas of Yaakov. וכנגדם הם אבא ציציות, אבא כנפות הטלית. ובאלו אבא שמות יש כל אותיות. There's 31 letters all together, סך הכל. So why four? Why do we subdivide the חוכמה בינה, which is representing the tchelet in four different parts, because it represents the four different corners of the garment. And you're going to have four strings in each one of them. Okay?
דלת שלמות יעקב וכנגד ארבע ציציות בארבע כנפות הטלית, ואילו ארבע שמות יש בסך הכל. When you collect all those names together, you're going to have 32 letters altogether. Now, why is that? Because let's count. Because Sagenma is 10, and you're going to have another. We'll see. He's going to explain in a minute how we get to the Cheshbon. לפי שגימל שמות ראשונים כל אחד יש בו חטא אותיות. Excuse me. So in Ab, okay, that's going to be over the page. We'll see a chart in a minute. So he said the first two names, sorry, the Gimel Shemot Rishonim, Kol Echad Yesh Chet Otiyot. There's eight letters in the first three names. That's already 24. Keneged Shmoneh Chutim, it should be Kol Kanaf, because you're going to have eight, and you have three corners. That's eight times three is 24. So that's a remez to the 24. For the first three levels. But then you're going to have the last name. That's going to be the Havaya Dahin. Okay? And but there's only seven letters over there. Lachen Azayim Chutim Lavan Echad Shetchelet Mashlim Lachen Chutim. Therefore, you're going to have the seven strings over there, and you're going to have to need an extra string, which is going to be the Tchelet. So you're going to have eight strings altogether. And that's going to bring you, that's why we're mitshtatif, the eighth one over there, to make exactly this number of kel otiyot, which is merumas, to these four different levels. Okay? So actually, maybe now is a good time to actually look at that chart over there. Let's look at that chart for a minute. So this particular chart that we're looking at what's called the Chochma, the Bina, which manifests itself as a Tzitzot Tchelet. Now again, as we explained earlier, the Chochma, the Bina is subdivided into four different levels. Okay, we're going to have Chochma, Bina, Dat Chasadim, and Gvurot Chasadim. Okay, sorry, Dat Chasadim and Dat Gvurot. Now the first three letters, we're going to find eight letters. And I'll spell them out to you. The Chochma is Yud Vav Dalit, K Yud Vav Yud Vav. The Bina will have also eight letters, Yud Vav Dalit, K Yud Vav Vav Vav. The third Madreg, which is Chasadim Dalit, is also eight letters, Yud Vav Dalit, K Aleph Vav Aleph Vav. That's what he meant by Yaku. Because the He is going to be spelled, the first two, which is Abin Sag, without the last hey, is hey yud, and the last one is going to be of the three is going to be hey aleph. Okay, and then finally you're going to have seven letters in the third, the seventh letter, seven letters in the dad chasadim, the dad gvorot, and that's going to be yud vav dalek k vav vav, and that's it. Excuse me, that's going to be the shem ben without the hey. Excuse me. The Shem Ben without the Hey, and the Hey there is going to be spelled Hey Hey. That's what he meant by Yaku. Yud K Aleph is the Gema, is the Miloi of Chochma Bina, which is all Yud, and the Chasadim Dat, which is the Aleph, and then finally the Gvod Dat, which is the Hey. Now we're missing a letter over there because each one of the Madreis have eight letters. And what's going to happen in Chassadim and Gvot Adat? So the eighth letter is going to be the Shem Ben, which is going to be representative of the last He in that Shem, because you only have Yud Kei Vav. The last He is going to represent, which is going to be the eighth letter. That's going to be the Chut HaTcheret. That's the way it works. Okay, so I hope that was clear. So now we're going to jump back to page 136, the last paragraph, and continue reading the words of the Rizal. The Ininu. Again, we're working on the last name, as we just explained. There's only seven letters, and that's representative of the Shem Ben, which is called the Milu Ahin. We call Ahin Hem B'Malchut. Ben is always connected to Malchut. V'gam b'chinat Tchelet hu Malchut. And we know Tchelet is no gear to the Malchut. Because the writer of the first Madrega we learned is Yud, and the second Madrega also. Third Madrega there's a Hey, and then finally the Vav comes in.
But we're missing the last nekuda. And that's going to be in the fourth madrega. V'kidei l'ashlim cheshbon alamed bed 32. Okay, what we're going to need over here, chutim anu lokhim et amalchut. Shiat chilet. We're going to have to add another dimension over here to get this gematria of lev, 32 letters, which represents the four levels of chokhma de'ima, which is chokhma bina, sadin the dad and gvur the dad. Kedei lashlim, aval, I'm on page 137, aval, kifi ze lo haya tzarich liot chilet elochut kanaf revi, velo. The law be called tzitziot medale. So we don't need to add tchelet to every single one, but rather on the last corner, the last thread, it's all we need. Aval inen hu ki ikar b'chinat hashlamat lamed bet chutim hu b'knaf avri. We know the ikar is just to put on the last corner, the fourth corner, to add this nekuda in order to get the 32. Chutin, Hashlamet Lamed Bet Chutin, the 32 strings, but Kanaf Revi Yishu B'Milu Ayin, who sold Nukva Kinezka. Remember, Ben is connected to Nukva, the last corner is connected to Malchut. Aval Shigam B'Sha Gimel Tzitziot Anu Manichim Et Ha'em, and we know, sorry, not B'Sha, Aval Gam B'Sha Gimel Tzitziot, the rest of the Gimel Tzitziot Anu Manichim Gam Et Chilet Der Remez Belvaz. Because we see that, we see actually people wear tchelet ha'yom bizmaneinu, and we see them in all four quarters. According to Ariza, we just read, you only have to put in the fourth corner. But he said that's only, the rest of the corner is only remez ba'alma. The ikar of the tchelet that you're putting on your tzitziyot, if you were to put it on, is the fourth corner. That's to be mashed in the malchut, bilvar. Ya'an kihem, dechorim, ve'enam tzarichim elav. Because the male sheva doesn't need tchelet. That's why it's only remez ba'alma. And the only the one that needs the tchelet is the fourth corner, which is the keneged ben, which is keneged nukva, which is keneged malchut. She needs the extra ezer, extra strength. V'hine, av bezeh ha'kanav ha'dalet einenu lokhim ha'malchut atzmam, she'im ken ha'ita avaya shlema. We don't actually take the malchut itself, because we're working with only yud kei vav, not yud kei vav kei. V'ra'en kan ela shalosh otiyot yaku yud kei vav bilvad. We're only working with those first three letters of the avaya, not the last letter. Aval ma she'anu lokhim u amilui shela bilvad. We want to take the milu bilvad. Be'inu ki hu ki min ahei hey aleph. Achrona shel avaya kulelet abba ve'ima ve'zon yotzim avaya echad b'milu yahin oromez b'balchut k'shene karot yod milu yahin shel avaya yuchav gimolot yod k'minyan chud k'ze yud vav dalet vav al valev dalet lametet, which is the yud, is just spelling out the milu de milu of yud kei vav kei. Okay, then hey hey, then hey kei, alef 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 alef. Sorry, I repeat, vav alef vav alef vav, and then kei 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 kei. That's the milu de milu. V'zesod chud chaser minyan lembet, and this is the last chud which is missing from the 32 chudim that we're talking about. V'anu mashlimu motu alidei amilu azeh v'sod tchelen. This is going to be the sod of the pasuk of tchelen. V'ine b'pasuk lo nizkar chut ela petil tchelen. It doesn't even mention the word chut in the pasuk. It only says petil tchelen. V'hu lirmoz ki b'sod malchut nikha petil tchelen hi gam ken klul me'esek en noda. V'nimsa ki yesh ba asra v'yot ayin kol avya b'gematcha ben. So it comes out, at the end of the day, we have 10 havayot of ha'hins, which is with the gematcha ben. V'asra pamim ben en gematcha petil. So 10 times 10 is what? Petil. That fits with the pasuk. V'zeh yidba'er lecha. Ina tchele ki yesh mamarim zwa v'tikunim.
the palgi adade, that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in Zohar, v'kula me'emet, ki atchelet hu begimo mekomot, because atchelet is in three different places. V'hu ki alo hu b'tchila b'mchina malchush b'chochma de'ima, nikra atchelet bina de'aba, kenegdo tal otiyot Sheyesh ba'abba shemot elu, which is Ab and Sag and Ma uben. Then Tal, Krichot shetitiyot be'em yud gimel choliyot. So if you add them all together, you're going to have Tal, Krichot. That's why we make 39 wrappings around. Shetitiyot be'em yud gimel choliyot, and it comes out 13 different sets. So it explains, Biu ledivrei harav hu, זיקוד הכסף, שבזמן בית המקדש קיים היה קיום, אז הציציות היו בחינת חוכמה דימה, you had an עניין of חוכמה דימה. That's what we're talking about, בית המקדש. של ארי חילוב הייתה לשעבר בינה דאבא. So the once upon a time of the בינה דאבא turned into the חוכמה of אימא. And we know that the name which is in reference and is connected to Chochma de Bina is Yud Chochma de Ima, which is Yud Kei Vav. She connected the Yesh Dalit Yod with Dalit Kanfot Tzitzit, and they connected the four different corners. Vehine Gimel Shemot Arishonim. We know the first three names: Chochma Bina, Vadaat, Chasidin, Dima. Yesh b'kol echad, yesh b'kol shem mehem chet otiyot, keneged chet chutim shebikol kna. So we're going to have eight letters, keneged eight strings. So we have that makes sense. You have eight strings and you have eight letters, and you have four of these categories: Chochma Bina, Chasidin, Dima, Vadaat, keneged the four corners. Shebehem shebeshem adalit ukeneged dad gvod ima yesh bo rag zayin otiyot. But the problem is on the last name, as we said, you only have seven letters. Lechen, and we know we have eight strings, so we're going to have a problem here. We're going to get the last letter. Lechen ba'achud atchelet shud keneged amalchud keneged heyachrona mashlim et achud lechet v'az ye lelev lev chutim. You have 32 chutim, which is going to be exactly the amount of chutim which you need, and mochim v'avir et tabla mochim d'chub chug d'chokhma d'ima l'amshach ad'inyam. I hope that's clear. You're going to have at the end of the day 32 strings, and that's going to be connected to 32 letters of the Havayas, each one inappropriate, except for the last tape, which is going to be the Tchelet and last one. Okay, very good. So let's continue. Let's continue right now. So we're going to have, I think maybe we'll stop it here for now, and we'll continue next year.